So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I do believe our good friend Tim May is standing by.
Oh!
He has snuck in through the regular lines.
Well, looky there.
Hi, Tim. How are you,
sir?
Well, I'm number one. I'm highly apologetic. I'm coming at you not like I usually do. I'm coming at you humble and on one knee, hoping I beg your forgiveness for not getting on the phone a minute ago. I had some stuff happening suddenly I had to deal with.
Oh, you all right? If you got to take care of stuff with anything bigger than us, then do it.
As Buckwheat said on the Little Rascals, I'm A-OTA.
Okay, good. We just want to make sure.
So which hole are you on? That's the better question.
Played yesterday. Where'd you play?
The Ridge Golf and Gardens. Me and my buddy Dylan Davis from the Delaware Gazette and his dad and brother. We had a great time. Go ahead now.
Well, no, I said to Dan, I go, if he's not picking up, I said, we better, you know, it's like 51 here. I go, it's probably 10 degrees warmer in Columbus, and he's playing golf.
But we had a torrential rainstorm overnight, though. I'm not sure. The course was kind of spongy yesterday. I would imagine it's more like wet towel laying in the drain, in the shower. But today. But go ahead now.
Speaking of a wet towel, like that's how I feel about Ohio State football right now. I'm bummed, man. I was depressed last night. Yeah, I was really depressed watching that game. I feel so empty. I feel so unfulfilled from this season.
It's kind of like a kid who Christmas, you get to get everything you wanted for a Christmas, and that was last year, right?
Yeah.
And then you expect the same number, if not a larger a variety, under the tree the next year. Doesn't always work that way. So, yes, people should be disappointed because this was a good football team, but, this football team got exposed in some of the ways, like when we were talking pregame last week, you were wondering, I brought it up, you're wondering how that right guard situation was going to hold up.
Yeah.
But really the offensive line, because against Indiana the previous time, it did not hold up that well. That's why they got beat. And that's why they got beat again, because they could not get a consistent grip on what Miami was doing from a defensive front. We just finished recording my podcast for today, and the Tim May Show, and we ended up talking about that very thing.
About my depression or about the offensive line?
Everything you can think of, man.
Oh, cool.
I think we covered everything but the price of mayonnaise.
Oh, I'm hooked then. I got to listen.
Yeah, Andy called in and bared his soul.
I did.
Yeah, but you can find it on FanStream Sports, by the way, if you're looking for our podcast here in a little while. But the point is that the great John Cooper, and yeah, he was the second winningest coach in Ohio State football history. People don't like to hear that. As he aptly put, it don't catch up with you till it catches up with you. And some of the things that have been glaring about Ohio State or obvious about Ohio State needing to be better, which, by the way, Ryan, they brought up often, you know, that they weren't anywhere close to where they needed to be in terms of development in a couple of critical areas. It caught up with them, man, and that's why they're watching.
Tim, I thought the defense for Ohio State played really well in that game, too. I mean, that was the part that I think might have been most heartbreaking. Is I thought the defense gave Carson Beck fits.
Except for one drive there, whenever it was, late in the second half, whenever it was. But the score was 17-14. I said he'd come back and had two really good drives. My point is they did get some things fixed. They weren't dominated all night, like a lot of people left you thinking. But for the totality of the night, you know, when you go to the judges scoring, as they do in boxing, Ohio State did get beat fairly soundly. But the point is they were in the game, and defensively, you know, you give up basically a back shoulder fade route. Well, it wasn't really a fade, a back shoulder throw at the goal line. Jermaine Matthews would like that play over again. But, you know, Jermaine Matthews had also given up a big play against Indiana, right? Or two. So Miami picked on the guy they wanted to pick on at exactly the right time. You follow my drift there. Because they scout also. And then you look at this Miami team, the way it played last night.
Yeah.
I give it up to a team that three straight games, when they've needed a score in the fourth quarter to win the game in a playoff setting, like against Texas A&M and Ohio State, they've gotten it done. That speaks highly of that football team.
Who do you like tonight, Oregon, Indiana?
We were just talking about that. Clay, who did you pick? Clay Hall, who did you pick?
What's up?
Yeah, Clay, they want to know what's up. Andy Baskin and company.
Oh, man, you got to come on the podcast, Tim May Show.
We're at. Why don't you come on our air? We'll talk some Columbus stuff with you.
I'm going to bring them on as a deal. Hey, I'm not going to be this third party like the operator on the Andy Griffith Show. But I will definitely arrange for Clay to come on for a fee.
What was her name? Clara.
In the transfer portal, I'm his agent. But anyway, back to what we were talking about.
Yes, Clara, yes. Oregon, Indiana.
Yeah, I like Indiana. I just think Indiana's better than Oregon. I mean, if you want me to get right down to the brass tacks of it. And we've already seen it. Now, Indiana's got to make plays. Mendoza's got to make plays like he did in that game the first time. He also had a pick six in that game that they overcame. But I just think Indiana's the better team right now. Let's put it that way. And, you know, but Oregon, man, it showed me some things in the Orange Bowl, so we'll see what happens.
The legend Tim May joining us on the hotline right now. Always enjoyable.
I saw that. I tried to couch it. Tried to play both sides of the middle. Go ahead now.
I think you should be a politician.
Why don't you run for office?
What's that line? If nominated, I will not run. If elected, I will not serve. Go ahead now.
The legend who will not serve is coming to you from the Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright fan hotline as well. All right, buddy. The Athletic did a poll that was really interesting, and they asked people if they liked the current state of college football. An overwhelming amount of people said no. Tim May, do you like the current state of college football?
You know, Pete Thamel from ESPN, I had him on my podcast a couple of years ago. That was last year, and meaning in preseason. And the point he made is I agree with. The product, what you saw last night was unbelievable. Was cool as heck. And notice I cleaned it up. Cool as heck. In terms of drama, in terms of playmaking, in terms of seeing guys do incredible stuff. Met Malachi Toney, I would have called that a completion only because, oh, my God. And I do think his heel hit before the rest of his foot hit. But I digress.
It was so cool. It should have been a catch. I'm 100% with you. We should have it. Yeah. It's too cool to not be a catch roll.
Correct. But with all that, and what the game is being played right now on the elite level is par excellence. People do buy tickets to watch it, and they do sit in front of television to watch it like never before when it comes to college football. Isn't it funny, though, how a regular NFL game still gets a higher rating than college football?
It's crazy. It is crazy.
But that's another story.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But what's going on off the field is untenable. What's going on off the field is unsustainable. I don't know, you know, I'm not sure legislation fix it, because legislation means law, which means something that will be challenged eventually in some court somewhere. You follow my drift?
Yeah.
You know, the problem with college football now is it's 130, major college football now, it's 130, 131 so-called members. There's really only about 50 who really deserve to be in it. But they all have their own idea about how to do things. Even the conferences have different ideas about how to do things, and they can't police themselves. I mean, just like right now, there's stuff going on in the portal and elsewhere that was supposed to be handled by the new rules of doing things, but everybody hasn't signed off on the new rules of doing everything. So a lot of schools are taking advantage of the fact there's nobody shooting radar. Right?
Right.
They're speeding. They're not speeding. They're going 120 in a 65, not 80 in a 65. Mm. Ohio State's probably going about 90, maybe in a 65, but it's showing some modicum of restraint to a certain extent. But if the people you're competing against are going 120, but here's the thing. The people are going 120, that's not sustainable either. You know, your engine overheats. You need to stop for gas a lot sooner. And does your gas card work at this stop like it did the previous one, or did people bow out because you didn't get the results you wanted? I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why you need rules to get this in place. But I keep going back to this one word. The one word is contracts. Until people, meaning players and coaches, and for that matter, administrators, they do sign contracts, even coaches do, but mm-hmm. We see how they move around like migrant workers to a certain extent. And then the players now, I'm not sure what you'd call them.
Free agents.
You have some kind of hold on somebody other than basically, yeah, I want to play for you. I like it here. You know what I mean? Oh, this feels like family, you know, until the revenue sharing discussion comes up the next year, and then they want to move on. Until you get some kind of tangible, legal, but also rewarding restraint in the realm of being able to hold some person to a contract, this is going to continue. I don't believe the SCORE Act, if it's ever passed, it's going to get challenged like you wouldn't believe the thing that keeps pending in Congress. So that's a long-winded answer, and I could go on for another 45 to 50 hours on it.
It's okay. We get paid.
that we do.
We're not getting paid by the word.
Unlike my podcast, y'all have to take a commercial break.
That is true. We do have to take a commercial break. All right, if Clay's standing next to you, please tell him I said hello to Tim May podcast with Clay Hall.
He bailed a long time ago before I started on that soliloquy about 6-7 minutes ago.
That's okay. 6-7. Doesn't really matter. Tim,
yeah,
thank you.
I'll get him on though, man. I can arrange it for a fee.
Sounds good. Goodbye, Tim. We'll talk
soon, buddy.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. You know that, fellas.
It's
see you
pleasure.
Next week.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week. He is the legend, Tim May, and, of course, Tim May podcast with Clay Hall.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.